Well, good afternoon, everyone. Today, I'd like to share with you part of my PhD dissertation project. It's entitled Fiber Elongation in Upland Cotton. First off, I'd like to explain to you the objectives of this study. First, we'd like to evaluate the fiber elongation from a diverse cotton genotypes. And secondly, we'd like to evaluate the combining ability and gene action through a dye allele analysis. And third, we'll like to compare stylometer versus HBI elongation. These are the two standard testing that we use for testing fiber elongation. Just a brief summary introduction on the cotton production in U.S. There are two major species, the Gossypium hirsutum upland type, or some would say, accounts for about 90% of the total cotton acreage in the United States. It gives a superior yield, relatively good fiber properties. And on the other hand, the Gossypium barbadense, or the Pima type, primarily grown in the western United States, it's got enhanced fiber quality, so farmers tend to get a premium for selling Pima type cotton. But however, it gives a lower yield compared to upland type. So moving on to the first testing equipment for elongation, I would like to explain a little bit. This is a high volume instrument, or HVI in short. It is required for every single cotton bale produced in the United States. And this method is relatively cheap, or very cheap compared to other methods, fast and repeatable. In a classing office setting, a tester could probably run about 600 to 800 samples in a day. However, the information you can get out of a classing office is less than what you can get out of a research setting. And the main thing is the elongation is not reported in this setting. So for research setting, about 350 samples a day, it's probably about the average. And from this, you can get the elongation measurement. On top of that, you can also get the strength, length, micronear, and color. Only thing that's different about HVI and the other system is that it has an indirect weight measurement. So in order to calculate strength, weight is estimated using the micronear and the transmittance value. This is a study done by Dr. Eric Keke from Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute up in Lubbock. This is just to emphasize how elongation is often neglected, but it's very important. If you can see here, this red dot is the mean or average of most of the cotton bales produced in the United States. It's usually about 24 centinewtons per tex, about 6% elongation. And if you were to hold the strength constant, improve the elongation by about 2%, what you get is about a 40 joule improvement in terms of work to rupture. So the yarn is actually a lot stronger with only 2% increment in the elongation. And on the other hand, if you were to just breed for strong fiber, improve it up to 28 centinewtons per tex, but with very, very, very low elongation, 4%, you can see here's a negative 20 joules to break the fiber yarn. So it's actually weaker fibers when it's weaved. So just to point out another flaw of the HBI system, which we currently are using for measuring elongation. This is a three HBI system, HBI 2 in red and 3 in the blue. They're regressed on the HBI 1. So if you can see here, at 6% elongation measured by HBI 1, HBI 2 reported a value about around probably slightly lower than 6. Which is still acceptable, but you see HBI system 3 here, it's all the way down here, it's like 4 point something, so it's a huge difference. Although the correlation is pretty good, but at different levels. So this is the second testing method I would like to introduce, talk about. This is a stylometer, it's an improved version of the Pressley strength tester. It measures primarily the fiber strength and elongation. It uses a direct measurement of weight, so every time you break the fiber, you have to weigh the sample to get the text or the strength of the fiber. It uses a constant rate of load, so even pressures is applied to break fiber, so you get a very repeatable elongation measurement. The other thing is it also has a pre-tensioning device, which is used to smooth out or release the crimps of the fiber. And this is a little more superior over the brushing system in the HVI. These are just a few classes of fiber elongation classified by the HVI, usually below 5% elongation is considered very low elongation. 5 to 5.8, low, 5.9 to 6.7 is average. 6.8 to 7.6 is very high, and 7.6 or above is very high. So for this study, the seven parents that we use are all coming from average elongation all the way up to high elongation, very high elongation. These are a few steps of accelerometer testing, relatively simple but time-consuming. First, you have to go through a blending step to remove all the trash and short fiber content. And then you have to do a little combing step, and the fiber is combed out into a beard. And then you kind of pinch a little 1 centimeter wide sample, put it on the crimp removal, and clamp it, put it in the machine, and you break the fiber. And after that, you weigh the sample to calculate the strength. So this is a brief summary on the two systems. For accelerometer, on average, you could test about 50 samples a day, HVI about 350, so 7 times faster. On accelerometer, the usual protocol is to call for 3 reps per sample, and for HVI is 2. And it has a fiber pretensioner, as mentioned. It's better than the brushing step in HVI, but the sample tested for accelerometer is a lot smaller than HVI. It's about 1 centimeter every time you break the bundle. Bundle size is 1 centimeter wide. For HVI, it's about 7 to 8. It's a larger sample. However, accelerometer does give you a length bias because through the combing step, I think fiber is shorter than 1/2 inch, usually excluded. And on HVI, you get a weight bias because you don't really have a physical measurement of weight. And the good part about accelerometer is that elongation can be calibrated with standard cotton, but there's no calibration exists currently in the market or whatever for HVI because of the high cost of creating the standards. So these are the parents we selected for the Dial-Lil study. We have Arkansas variety, the B18233 extra long sable. This is a Texas A&M variety. We have the Akela type from New Mexico, MD9 from USDA, Stoneville and PSC, these two are, I believe, from Mississippi, and the Deaver line is the high elongation variety developed in Lubbock, Texas. And these are the preliminary elongation values from the greenhouse. So as mentioned earlier, we have 7 parents, so in total of 21 dial-lil F1 combinations for the dial-lil. And it's a half-sip dial-lil with no reciprocal, done 2 years, 3 reps, and randomized complete block design. And we harvested 30 bowl samples per entry in the field, performed HVI and accelerometer analysis on those samples. From that, we generated or estimated the general and specific combining ability following the Griffin Model 1 Method 2 reported by Zhang et al. 2005. And all the fiber analysis were performed at the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute in Lubbock due to the stringent environment protocols that we need to follow, 65% humidity and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So this is the results we got from 2010. 2011 is still in process, not ready yet for this presentation. For the HVI elongation, as expected, we got a very significant elongation for each entry. And for accelerometer, both entry and rep were very significant, but for this presentation, I will not go over the rep. I would just like to focus on the individual elongation. And this table right here is basically just to show you how elongation means versus of a HVI system and a accelerometer system. The light blue is the accelerometer, and the HVI is the darker blue. And the trend is pretty much they fit each other very well. It's just that HBI tends to give a higher value. The reason could be due to the HBI system is not calibrated based on the standard cotton, because there's no such calibration in existence currently. I'd like to focus on the GCA and SCA. GCA stands for General Combining Ability and Specific Combining Ability for SCA. For HBI, the GCA is highly significant, but non-significance for the SCA or specific combining ability. And for Salometer, GCA and SCA were both highly significant, which I'll go over in detail right here. General combining ability, for those of you that may not be too familiar, it's how the average values or progenies compared to the general of the whole group, should I say. For example, Stoneville, when used as a parent and cross against all these parents over here, on average, it yielded, or the progenies yielded 0.63% higher in elongation as compared to the overall means. So, as expected, the Stoneville, Deaver, and PSD 355, all these three are the high elongation parents. So, they all added to the F1 population total elongation. And Arkansas and B1A233, these are the average elongation parents. And B1A2 actually decreased the percent elongation by 0.77% in the progenies. So for a specific combining ability, this is how it's the measurement of the average of the progenies coming from a specific parent. So you have the PSD Deaver, this is a specific combining ability for this cross. And for, also I should mention, HBI is non-significant, so I will ignore this part. This is just to show in comparison with the Stoneville. For PSC and Deaver cross, we have an average of 0.48 increment in the F1 performance, and this is the actual value, which is the 0.48% increment in the overall elongation. And Arkansas MD9, this is a little weird. These two actually are just average performers in terms of elongation, but the F1 actually, it's a lot higher in terms of elongation as compared to the overall means. And Deaver and Arkansas is actually a average performer for elongation. Deaver, high elongation, but then you get the progeny with a negative 0.69% lower elongation. So these two are very interesting. So it suggests that there might be heterosis, dominance gene in action. So in summary, comparable means were observed from the elongation of elongation means were pretty comparable for the HBI and Stoneville, just at different levels. And significant GCA for HBI, but not for SCA. And for Stoneville, we got both significant GCA and SCA. And the difference could be very well due to different reps used or the different fiber distribution tested. So right now we can't quite tell which one is more superior, because HBI definitely has the speed, but Stoneville, from what we see from the first year data, is more precise and accurate. So future work, we'd like to finish up second year analysis and maybe modify Stoneville rep to match up with the HBI and do a generation mean analysis to further look into the gene action in play. I can acknowledge all these people and the fellowship and Texas Department of Agriculture for funding. Some questions? Yes, this is actually data pulled from Dr. Hickey. It's like the average of how many samples they process a year out of a cotton bale. So this is very representative of the cotton industry. It's out of maybe a few thousand bales.